こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。英語のスピードが速いと思う方はポッドキャストの機能で調整できますので試してみてください。1個目のニュースいきます。1200年前に作られたモニュメントのかけらがあるんですけど、その組み合わせがまだ未解明で、その専門家の人たちがもう分かんなくなっちゃったので、一般の方たちの知恵を借りようということで、10月25日に一般公開されます。これは1200年前にスコットランドのピクト人が作った 2.3 メートルのモニュメントで、自分たちのキリスト教の改宗を記念して作ったものなんだけど、 Hilton of Cadbull Stone
Cadbull?
Yeah, Hilton of Cadbull Stone と呼ばれるモニュメントで、時間が経つにつれて3000個の小さいピースがこう欠けちゃったんだけど、これの組み合わせがまだ未解明ということで、今エジンバラのスコットランド国立博物館に置いてあるんだけど、その小さいピースを X 線でスキャンして今回 3D パズルにしました。で、誰でも本当にゲームみたいな感じで10月25日からこの解明のお手伝いをすることができます。
1200-year-old fragments of a Pictish monument have been made into a 3D puzzle that will be published online for the public to solve. This is a 3.5 meter high monument made by the Pictish people of Scotland 1200 years ago to celebrate conversion to Christianity.
Did you say 3.5 meter high?
Is that not right?
No, it's 2.3 meter.
2.3 meters high?
Yeah.
That's not a big difference. The monument is called the Hilton of Cadbull Stone, and 3,000 small pieces have kind of broken off, and these archaeologists have not figured out how to reassemble them. So the Scotland National Museum, they're at the Scotland National Museum in Edinburgh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they scanned all the pieces and they created this online puzzle in order to get people to help them solve this.
そう。で、まずこの、そのソリューションを提供した場合は、まずユーザーの評価があって、その後に専門家に送られるっていうことで、この、面白いよね。専門家の人たちがちょっともうずっと見てて分かんなくなっちゃうもんね、やっぱり。だから、普通の人の知恵を借りましょうっていう。
There's been a lot of projects like this that have leveraged the internet and Himajin to get shit done.
Yeah, 最近特に一昨年ぐらいからこの何 gamification っていうその、yeah. なんだろう、ゲームみたいな感じにしてちゃんとしたゴールがあるっていうね。
Like Oregon Trail.
Yeah, yeah. Oregon Trail?
Oregon Trail.It's like an old computer game that would make kids learn about
right.
the pilgrims. And it's like an educational right. game.
Right.
But I guess these aren't just educational. Like the people that develop it actually get something out of it too.
So.
But not money, but answers.
Some solution, yeah.
They're doing this with SETI.
Dare?
The Search for Extraterrestrial Life.
Oh.
Intelligence.
Okay.
Extraterrestrial intelligence.
Ah, 団体ね.
Yeah, so I don't know if they're still doing this, but they were, where they would borrow people's computers and then you just leave your computer on at night and it would analyze transmissions from space
right,
or something.
懐かしいね.
And I think they did it with languages too, like language learning.
Okay.
I think it's called like Duolingo or something.
そう、みんなのさ、待ってるパソコンのそのアイドル状態のを借りるの面白かったよね。
Yeah,
that's a really fun idea.
If you break a problem up into tiny pieces, and people's computers are just sitting there,
もったいないもんね。
If people are just sitting around watching porn anyways, there's all this like processing power that's not being used.
Yeah.
So we have a supercomputer...in the sense that all these little computers are connected in this network.
まあ今回のも面白いよね。その考古学者の人たちはもちろんエキスパートなんだけど、別にパズルのエキスパートっていうわけじゃないからね。
Yeah.
So I'm sure there are a lot of smart people out there who could solve this.
If I was like a 65-year-old woman, I'd just ditch the crossword puzzle and I'd focus on this.
そうね。でも3000個もピースあるから結構時間かかるね。
Is there any reward for this? No?
They said there would be, but なんか詳しく書いてなかったから実際わかんない。でもお金とかは出ないんじゃないかな、多分。なんかクレジットがあるって書いてあっただけ。So maybe your name will be in some journal or something. But that's still kind of cool, right? 普通の一般人だったらめったにないことだから。
Yeah.
Yeah, so みんなちょっと暇な人はやってみよう。マミ絶対できないけど、I suck at puzzles.
When does this start again?
October 25th.
あ、もうすぐ。
そう、もうすぐ。Okay, 次、ロシアで2010年頃から問題視されてきた、違法ドラッグクロコダイルがアメリカでも急速に広がって被害が拡大しています。先月アリゾナで見つかって、今度はシカゴで3件病院に運ばれるという事態があって、被害者のうち2人は安いヘロインだと思っていて、クロコダイルを自分が摂取したことに気づいていませんでした。で、アメリカで今まで見つかった被害者はだいたい18歳から25歳の中流階級の人々で、このクロコダイルってどういうものかっていうと、あのコデインっていう、あのよく咳止めのシロップとかに入ってるようなものとガソリンとかを混ぜたもので、それを静脈注射するんだけど、まああの普通に体にめちゃくちゃ悪いっていうことで、あのもうほぼ毒物なんだよね。だからこれを摂取してると指先が腐って取れちゃったり、皮膚が壊死して
あの
そげ落ちるいやそげ落ちて骨がむき出しになったり、肉がこうパックリ割れちゃって、もう中身が丸出しみたいな状態になります。で、ロシアでは250万人が病院で治療する事態になっていて、これ常習しているともう2年から3年で死亡するケースがほとんどで、1回でもやってしまうとあの依存性がすごい高いので、もう1回でもすぐに依存してしまうっていうことです。で、このすごいね、安いあのコデインとかガソリンとか、その違法じゃなくてどこにでも手に入れられるから誰でも作れちゃうということで、コストがものすごく安いので、あのすごい劣悪な環境で劣悪な素材を使って作られている場合が多くて、ガソリンとかもその悪いものを使っているから亜鉛とか鉛が含まれてたりして、血管にそれを打ってしまうと、まあ、血管に炎症が起きて内臓にダメージも起きるし、注射したあの後の皮膚のところがこうワニみたいに硬くなって鱗みたいになっちゃうということから、まあ、クロコダイルというふうなあだ名がついています。
The Russian drug known as crocodile is rapidly spreading in the United States. Recently there have been cases in Arizona and Illinois. And two of the victims in Chicago believed they were actually injecting cheap heroin. So a lot of these cases, they don't even know what it is that they're injecting. They think it's something else. In Russia, crocodile has been a serious social issue since 2010, and they currently have 2.5 million addicts receiving treatment, and it's not uncommon for them to only live for a few years. Crocodile is actually a slang term for desomorphine, which can be synthesized from codeine, gasoline, paint thinner, hydrochloric acid, iodine, and red phosphorus for about 1/3 the cost of heroin. It's also 8 to 10 times more potent than morphine. So it's strong stuff.
Yeah. もうだって写真がね、その常習者の人の写真がいっぱいオンラインで見れるんだけど、もう鳥肌だよね。
It's some of the worst photos I've seen.
Crystal meth も結構こういう感じで肉がそげ落ちちゃうから、似たような。
I don't think meth is anywhere near this.
But have you seen
level.
Pictures of like meth addicts?
Yeah.
That's pretty horrible. Yeah,
I mean, they look terrible, but these guys are losing their arms and legs.
Yeah.
Their face is melting off.
そうそう、壊死しちゃうから、本当にね。まだらになっちゃう、肌が 何死んじゃって腐ってるみたいな写真がいっぱいあって、ちょっとあのすぐにねショック受けちゃう人はあんまり見ない方がいいかもしれないんだけど、
うん、
だってさガソリンこの何イングリディエンツ聞いてるだけでも結構これをさ直接血管に入れてるって思うとさ、
Well,
who does that?
Yeah, gasoline's bad, but so is paint thinner, so is hydrochloric acid.
そうだよね。I mean, you wouldn't even drink it. So why would you, you know, put it in your vein directly? That's so scary. しかも、
we inhale it though. We inhale gasoline all the time.
Yeah.
Constantly.
Yeah, but we don't inject it.
We go
in our
to these
veins.
gasoline stations and stand around just inhaling fumes several, you know, two times a week. It's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, まあね。
Yeah, and, but that doesn't make your flesh melt off like this drug, though.
No, 怖いよ。
It's funny, on the internet you can get the recipe for just about anything.
そうね。
So if you want to know how to make crocodile,
そうあの
It's online.
そうなの。さっきも言ったみたいにその材料が違法なものじゃないからあの誰でも作れるっていうことでその作り方とかも全部オンラインに書いてあるんだけど、あの絶対あの Don't ever do it. It's so bad for you. もうこれさ安いからとかいう問題じゃないよね。もう安くてラッキーと思ってやってるんだろうけど、多分そのロシアの若者とかは
You can see the bones.You can see people's bones, like their whole, all the flesh of their arm comes off, and it's just a bone. And they're still trying to inject more of this stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. もうホラー映画みたいね。Yeah, don't ever do it. Don't do it. 次いきます。新しい研究で初期の洞窟画のほとんどは女性によって描かれていた可能性が高いということが分かりました。イエーイ! Go girls!
Relax.
洞窟画っていうのはね、こう何万年も前にあのよく書かれたもので、歴史の教科書とかで見たことある人もいっぱいいると思うんですけど、これまで専門家によって男性によるものだと推測されてきました。でそれっていうのは、まあ、狩りの様子とか男性を描いたものが多かったためなんだけど、しかしこの度、ペンステートユニバーシティのディーン・スノー教授っていう人類学者の人が2万年から4万年前の洞窟画を、まあ、10年間研究して、結論としてこの洞窟画の4分の3は女性によるものだという可能性が高いという論文を発表しました。で、どうやってそれが分かったかっていうことなんだけど、あの壁画にその手形がよく残されていることがあって、で女性っていうのは人差し指と薬指がだいたい同じ長さなんだって。でも男性は、人差し指よりも薬指の方が長い、だいたいっていうのを元に、その残ってる手形を大量に集めてきてデータを出したところ、まあ、こういう結果になったっていうことです。
Most of the early cave paintings may have been done by women. Dean Snow, afterinspecting cave paintings between 20,000 and 40,000 years old, concluded that 3/4 of the cave paintings were by women. And he came to this conclusion from analyzing the handprints that were left behind. Women typically have the same length index finger and ring finger, while with men, typically the ring finger is longer than the index finger.
そう、これ知らなかったんだけど、今自分の指見てみたら確かに人差し指と薬指が同じ長さなんだよね。でマイケルは確かに本当に薬指の方がちょっと長いよね。
Yeah.
面白いね。全然知らなかった今まで。
What if it turns out that men's ring fingers have just been getting longer? Due to the wearing of wedding rings or something. I don't know.
That doesn't make
I know that doesn't. Okay, but for some reason, men's
ring fingers are getting... まあ、それもありえるよね。それも絶対ないとは言い切れないんだけど、まあ、一応今持ってるデータの中で見てみると、
Assuming that hands have stayed the same for the last 40,000 years, his theory makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And assuming that it was all done by men doesn't really make sense because it wasn't really based on anything.
The assumption that the cave paintings were mostly done by men That was because they often involved images of hunting.
そう。でもね、なんかこの先生が言うには、
Men like hunting.
そう、なんかやっぱり過去にその過去は結構 male oriented だったから、もこういうフィールド自体もだからその男性に偏った見方が結構されてきたっていうのと、あと最近その女性も狩りのお手伝いをしてたっていうのが分かってきていて、その狩り自体は男がやるんだけど、その後にあの獲物を持って帰ったりとか、その肉をさばいたりとかするのは女の人も手伝ってたみたいなの。だからその狩りの絵が描いてあるからって別に男が描いたとは限らないっていうのが分かってきて、っていうのもまあ今回のその結論の理由の一つみたい。
That's pretty interesting.
Yay, girls.
Do you think that we're transcending gender roles over time? Like they're going to almost completely disappear?
No, I don't Why? Think so. Well, because simply it's impossible. I mean, we're different, right? So.
Yeah, but a lot of I think the perception of gender roles has changed a lot just in the last 5 years.
Mm.
In the last 10 years, it's changed a lot.
I guess. Really slowly.
It hasn't been that slowly. Women couldn't even vote. Women had to stay at home, and in some places they still have to wear a scarf on their face.
Yeah, but that took more than 10 years, though.
Yeah, but a lot of the progress has kind of, I feel like it's kind of materialized in the last 10 years, where we're seeing a lot of leading experts and leading scientists and leading female individuals.
Well,
Hillary Clinton.
でもこうまださ、科学者とかは女性の数がすごく少ないってずっと言われて、そのいろんな団体がこうハイヤーするときに女性にももっとあの何そもそもアプライしてもらおうみたいな感じでまだそういう取り組みしてるし、まあでも確かに育面何日本とかでさ、育児をする男性のこうトレンドとかは確かにできてきてるけど、
And women aren't getting married as young either. I feel like that's changed a lot. Getting married and having kids right away.
でもそれ gender role 関係ある?
I think so.
That's just within women, じゃない?
Well, that's kind of
I mean, it is
defining gender
to...
roles by what it's not. Like, you're not supposed to work until you're 35 or 40. You're not supposed to live as a single adult.
どうかね。日本にいるとあんまりなんかこうさ、やっぱり日本の企業のおじさんたちと一緒に仕事する機会とかがあると、やっぱり外資のおじさんたちと仕事するのとは全然違うよね。こう若いプラス女っていうことで結構それがデメリットになることが何回かあったから、そうするとやっぱり
でもメリットもあるよね。
メリットある時もあるけど、やっぱりデメリットの方が結構大きいと思う、日本の企業と一緒にやるときは。それもなんか本当に日本してる会社ね。I wouldn't say who, but I've experienced. I have some personal experiences. だからどうだろうね。まあでも男と女が完全に平等ですみたいなこと言う feminism なんかもう activist みたいな。
Yeah, I don't think
あれは超意味がわからない。
And when they say like, I was watching some weird science conference with Neil deGrasse Tyson and all those characters.
Okay.
They all got together. And at the end, they were like, there's only one woman on this panel. Hopefully, in the future, we can have a panel that's half women and half men.
So, それ意味わかんないね。
I don't, yeah. The thing is, not that many women, not as many women are, like, want to be a scientist, you know? That's like, you could say the opposite in, let's say,
like fashion industry.
Fashion or interior design. Let's say, let's force...
Yeah,
half of this workforce to be male. So we're gonna fire all these women and we're gonna bring male in and we're gonna have 50-50 male and female to make it equal. Like Moriarty. I don't see the point in kind of enforcing that.
I think we kind of talked about it a little bit sometime in the podcast, but そういうふうに何クォーラを決めちゃう、もう絶対何人、男何人、女何人みたいな、それは絶対に意味がわかんないよね。あの 何かしらその女性の方が向いてるとか男性の方が向いてるとか職種によってはあるわけじゃん、mm. だから
Yeah, it means that you're paying attention to their gender when you hire them、mm. in order to meet that quota、
mm.
but ideally you should just be evaluating your candidate regardless of gender
そうね、
as if they were genderless、
うん、だからその私が働いてたそのコミュニケーションの業界っていうのはやっぱり女性の方が多いんだよねどう
It's really,
全体の数も
I feel like it's really hard to be critical of that concept though that quota concept because when they were saying this you know everyone was standing up and applauding it's like oh you know women are becoming so much more powerful but it's like I just don't feel like that's the right、
mm.
approach you know it doesn't make sense
yeah it doesn't make sense そうだからなんかその得意不得意とかもあるしねあと最近その飛行機のさフライトアテンダントにその男性とかさゲイの男性とかを採用してる例結構あるけどそれはあのテロとかがあったから女性だけっていうよりも男性が何人か乗った方がちょっと抑止力になるみたいな、mm. So I mean that doesn't mean that these guys are taking over girls' jobs or anything, right? So I feel like そういうなんていうの適材適所というかさあるからね
There's a legitimate reason why they're
そう
putting men on
there. So. Yeah, and I really like it. I really love
male flight attendants.
Yeah. They're so なんかさ gentle and
when they're doing what?
細かい。え、なんかその come on.
What are they?
え、なんかおしぼりくれる時とか。なんかヨーロッパ系のね、航空会社だと結構いるんだけど、マダムとか言ってね、すごい。プリンセス気分だよ。
Next.
All right, 次。
Apple has revealed their spaceship campus. It's actually called Apple Campus 2. They came out with the first physical model that the public has seen of the new facility. Previous renderings revealed a dark colored roof with solar panels, a corporate auditorium, additional parking and a jogging path, as well as a 45,000 square foot fitness center. But this new physical model kind of gives you a clear idea of what it's actually going to look like. According to people close to the project, not authorized to speak on record, since 2011, the budget for this Apple Campus 2 has risen from less than $3 billion to nearly $5 billion.If this estimate is correct, that would mean that it is more expensive than the $3.9 billion World Trade Center complex in New York. They're going to add 6,000 trees, hide nearly all of the parking and roads underground. And this is all in Cupertino.
Apple が、Campus 2と呼んでいる、新しいオフィスの小さいスケールの模型を初めて公開しました。これは、ね、スティーブ・ジョブズがスペースシップ・キャンパスと呼んでたことからスペースシップ・キャンパスっていうふうにも呼ばれるものなんだけど
Well, he said in a Cupertino town hall meeting in 2011 in June, he said it's a little like a spaceship landed. We've used our experience making retail buildings all over the world now to make this crazy ass building. But that's where it got the nickname.
Okay.確かに宇宙船みたいに見えるんだよね、
yeah.
でそこにはソーラーパネルあとジョギングができるトレイルみたいなとかあと大きいジムとかミーティングルームが設置される予定で、2011年の段階では30億ドル以内に収めるとしていた予算も今の試算だと50億ドルになるということで実際にここまでお金使うとなると3.9 億ドルで建てられた世界貿易センターよりもさらに高額なものとなる予定です。で、周りに6000本の木を植える予定で、あと道路とか駐車場は全部地下に設置される。あと、
Mostly.
3000人使用可能のカフェテリアとか、まあいろいろこう、すごいよね。写真見るとね。
Mm. They're using the biggest pieces of glass, curved glass, in the world for this.I think from Germany.
さすが。
The 40 foot panes.
Okay. で2015年にオープンするんだよね。
Yeah, it was. I think it was originally supposed to open in 2014.
Oh, okay. 伸びたのか。
But yeah, it's, there's been a little bit of a
大変そうだもんね。
delay. But the reason I picked this building story is, one, it's a crazy building. But I think these kind of spaces are somewhat rare. Where companies are creating these kind of iconic, almost beacons of creativity.
Right.
Beacons of innovation. You know, and if you're going to be building like the best stuff, the craziest stuff, having the best ideas, I think it's kind of, it's more conducive if you're to that goal, if you're in an environment that'sinspirational, you know.
そうだね。なんかだってアップルの本社がすごいしょぼい建物だったらがっかりするもんね。
Yeah, there's so many office buildings that are not energy efficient. They're just, you know, there's just inefficiency everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're just poorly made, and they're just, you know, just crappy cubicles and stuff.
そうね。Yeah, I mean it's a pretty good looking building.
Yeah. And there's solar panels all around the roof, and it's supposed to be an efficient complex.
4階建てなんだよね。
Yep.
いいですね。Apple の本社で働く皆さん。
It's crazy that they know exactly what it's going to be like before they do it.
What do you mean?
They already know exactly what that building is going to look like.
Don't they usually know when they build a building?
Isn't that crazy? But sometimes it's because they've built that building before, or they've built very similar buildings before. But this is one of those one-off projects where nothing like this has ever been done.
Right.
So it's like, it's you just have to assume that you're able to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you just go there with all these materials, and they just, everything fits together perfectly.
まあね、怖いといえば怖いよね。I mean, if you're like the project manager, it's kind of like, you can only hope that it works.
And it's round. So if there's any mistakes at all, the whole thing's screwed up. Right?
I guess, yeah. And you really have to trust the glass manufacturer too, right?
Yeah, it's glass all the way around. Planting 6,000 trees.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Nah.
I want to work there. What the hell? Toy. I would never make it back here.
Eh?
In time to do the podcast.
Ah, そういうこと?土日日本に帰ってくるとか。
My side job. Running Apple. Pharmacies in the United States dispensed more than 4 billion prescriptions in 2012, according to IMS Health. Nearly 70% of Americans are on at least one prescription drug, and more than half of Americans are on two prescription drugs, according to Mayo Clinic researchers. Fatal prescription drug overdoses are now a leading cause of death in the United States, surpassing vehicle accidents in most states, according to a CDC report.
アメリカで医療用に処方された薬による年間の死亡者数が過去10年で4倍以上になっているということが分かりました。アメリカで処方された薬を飲んでいる人は全体の 70% もいて、さらに2種類以上の処方された薬を飲んでいる人は 50% にも上ります。で、ほとんどの州で、その処方箋の薬の過剰摂取による死亡者数が車の事故の死亡者数を上回っているという衝撃的な事実があって、さらに、違法ドラッグで死んでいる人が 39% なのに対し、処方箋の薬で死んでいる人が 45% っていう数字も出ています。やばいね。
It's really getting out of control.
うん。
Of the 22,400 drug overdose deaths in 2005,opioid painkillers were the most commonly found drug, accounting for 38.2% of these deaths. Depressants, opioids, and antidepressants are responsible for more overdose deaths. 45% of overdose deaths. while cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, and amphetamines are responsible for 39% combined. So they've absolutely overtaken the illicit drugs. They're killing more people. The drugs that doctors are giving people are killing way more people than the drugs that drug dealers are giving people. What is going on with that?
オランダの人たちがやったリサーチのやつ聞いた?
Which?
I think I listened to it on Joe Rogan Experience. They were talking about this documentary or something that they did about the
in Florida?
Prescription pills. Oh yeah, I think so. I think it was in Florida. なんかそのどんどんお医者さんが薬を出しちゃうから本当にツアーみたいな感じで一人の患者さんがいろんな病院を回って同じ薬をどんどん手に入れられちゃう、だからそれを本当にドラッグみたいな感じで常習。
And I think insurance covers that too.
That's really crazy. なんかさ、保険がなければ確かにその先生たちは知り得ないけどさ、保険があるんだったらさ、 I mean, can't they tell? Like, wait a minute, this guy is taking this
these,
much.
These places, these pharmacies are deliberately being ignorant of this so that they can sell more.
Oh.
Yeah, I read somewhere that Florida gives out more prescriptions for
than
like all the other states combined.
Yeah, that's what
which
they were
is
talking
ridiculous.
So, なんかそうね、どんどんみんなが特にだからあれだよね、痛み止め痛み止めを
It's so dumb that these drugs that they're prescribing like Oxycontin and Vicodin, they're very strong drugs. They're highly addictive.
でも思うのは
They're more addictive than smoking.
なんかさ、お医者さんがそういうのを処方するときにアメリカはちょっとどうかわからないけど、日本とかもあんまりそのリスクについて教えてくれないじゃん。そんなね、これから処方する薬のネガティブな部分ばっかり言いたくないのはわかるんだけど、もちろんもらう方も不安になっちゃうだろうし、だけどなんかなんだろう、なんか言ってよみたいな、なんかネットで見て初めて分かることとかもあるじゃん。
Well, they actually,
副作用とかさ、
These doctors are never trained on how to get people off drugs. They only know how to get people on drugs. My grandfather was addicted to prescription opiates. I think it was Vicodin.
怖っ。
Yeah, and he had a hard time getting off of those.
そうね、飲み始めるのは簡単なんだけど、やめるのすごい大変だからね。
And it's so silly because there's alternatives to these drugs that do the same or better and have no negative side effects like medicinal cannabis.
Right.
But that's a Schedule I drug in the same category as heroin.
Yeah.
You know, so that doesn't make any sense.
そうね。
Meanwhile, they're just...I mean, can you believe that 70% of Americans are addicted to these drugs? That's almost everybody is addicted.
They're on these medication, right? It didn't say they're addicted.
Well, they're addictive drugs. If you're on the medications, you are addicted. There's no other way to take them.
Well, I mean, this figure, 70%, it's not just for painkillers, right? I thought this also includes, like, 風邪薬とか。
Yeah, but the vast majority of these prescriptions are these painkiller opiates.
まあ、あとその、
I don't know if it's 70%, but it's a lot of those, yeah. of that 70%.
その依存性があるね、もの、その painkillers みたいな、依存性があるものが怖いのはもちろんそうだし、依存性がないものでも危ないの結構いっぱいあるじゃん。でも気づいてないでずっと飲んでるとか。
Like what?
Like the sleep-inducing pills that they give you.
Oh yeah, you can become dependent.
そう、なんかマミも飲んでた時あって、その睡眠導入剤みたいな、で この量飲んでくださいって言われて飲んでたのがマックスの量だったんだよね、うん、あの飲んでいいマックスの量を最初からこれぐらい飲んでくださいって言われて、で毎日飲んでねって言われたから毎日飲んでたら、
yeah.
ネットで見たらなんか続けて飲んでいいのが1週間ぐらいだけですって書いてあって、でもその時点でもう私多分3ヶ月ぐらい飲んでたんだよね毎日マックスの量を。
わあ、
いやでもお医者さんが何も言ってくれなかったから、でえっ、ー、って思って、そうえっ、ー、怖いと思って、あのまあ半分に減らしたりとかしたんだけど。
I was telling you not to take so many of those weird things.
Yeah, but
and it's not real sleep. It's not real sleep. You don't
yeah,
go
yeah,
into
yeah.
like REM sleep. You, your brain never has a chance to process.
そうなの。だからね、まあそのお医者さんが別に悪いインテンションがあったとは思わないんだけど、多分慣れちゃって。
Well, he sold a lot of medicine, so.
Yeah, he did sell a lot to
he
me.
He did sell a lot of medicine to me. That's what I don't like about
yeah.
this shit. You can't trust people that
so
are selling
ne.
shit, even if it's a doctor.
Mm.
If anyone's selling shit, it's hard to trust them.
そうね。だからまあ今はさ、ネットがあるから、まあ調べればすぐわかるじゃん。あの別にこう言われたまま。
Buy our T-shirt.
What?
No, I'm just kidding. Because I was demonizing people that sell shit. なんでもない。
そう、あの、ね、ネットで調べるからまだ怖さはちょっと半減だけど、
mm.
それでもやっぱりね、なんかびっくりしたもん。え、1週間みたいな。もう何ヶ月も飲んじゃった人はどうしたらいいですかみたいな。
やばいね。
Yeah. So,
I've never been addicted to anything, really.
I don't think I was addicted.
Just video games.I've been addicted to video games for sure.
え、でもそれどれぐらいのことを言ってんの? Like you play every day?
Oh, I was playing a lot of Smash Brothers and
Smash
Mario
Brothers
Kart
って
and stuff.
そんな依存するものなの?
Oh, I was playing like all day.
Really?
Yeah.
だってストーリーもないじゃん。Right?
あるよ。You have to、
really?
like beat these guys and there's like this white hand.That comes
yeah,
out.
I know, but it's not like, you know, there's a story and、
oh.
you learn new things.
No, but it's really competitive, and I'm really competitive. So I wanted to get really good, but、
okay.
then my brother got better than me, so I quit.
残念。負けず嫌いすぎ。
Yeah.
なんだろう、addicted なったことないかな。何にも、
really? You can get addicted to anything, though. You can get addicted to gambling. People get addicted to eating tape.People get addicted to
eating what?
Biting their nails or、
tape?
or twisting their hair, like weird. Yeah.
Tape.
Yeah, I was watching some American TV show where they show weird addictions, and there was、
wow.
this fat lady that would eat tape. How did she get fat eating tape?
Tape, as in what? Like、duct tape?
No. The
medical,
like regular tape.The clear tape.
Oh, cellophane tape?
Yeah, she was eating
what?
it.
What? There's someone who eats that?
Oh, yeah, she had a roll and she'd sit at her computer and she'd go shh and just throw it in her mouth and you're
like, eh?
Yeah.
食べるのそれを。しかもでも噛めないじゃん。飲み込むの。
She couldn't stop. She、
what?
couldn't stop. So, her like sister or something、
yeah.
came to the TV station, this addiction TV show.It's like, I need you、
okay.
to do a feature on my sister and get her to stop eating tape because she can't stop.
But she eats other stuff too,
right? And they're
too,
just,
right?
they're filming her and she's like talking and then she turns around and like grabs taping. like,
what?
Like during the interview.
でも普通のものも食べるんでしょ?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not only tape.
Okay.
That'd be bad.
Because there's like a, なんか女の人でスポンジばっかり食べちゃう人とかさ。
Here?
No, in England or something. なんかあの、なんかの病気になっちゃって、それの症状の一つで、なんかその一個のものがどうしても食べたくなっちゃうみたいな。しかも食べ物じゃない何かを食べたくなっちゃうっていうのはよくあるって言ってた。
I know some Japanese girls that do weird diets where they only eat one thing.
Like,
it's like, oh,、cucumber? I'm gonna have edamame for dinner.
で毎日それ食べる。
Edamame for dinner every day. And edamame for breakfast too.
What?
Or banana in the morning and edamame for dinner. I don't know. It's That can't be good for you.
体に悪いよ。そうだね。まあテープよりはマシだと思うけどね。
次。
はい。
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida, a 55-year-old woman by the name of Dania Beach was crossing the New River using a railroad bridge when it unexpectedly began to lift up. As the bridge rose, Dania Beach held onto the sides of the two train tracks to keep from falling into the river. Bystanders took out their cell phones, of course, to photograph the rare sight. She was dressed in all pink and had come from a breast cancer walk earlier that day. She was rescued by local firefighters after being up there for an hour.
フロリダで55歳のダニア・ビーチさんという女性が橋を渡っていたところ、列車用の橋を渡ってたんだよね。そしたらあの橋が上向きに開いてしまって1時間 6.7 メートルの高さに取り残されるというアクシデントが起きました。で、周りに人がいっぱいいたので、写真がすごいいっぱいね、オンラインに上がってるんだけど。
Yeah. Any angle you want.
6.7 メートル相当高いし、55歳でね、しかもね、ちょっとチャビーだよね。
How dare you?
No, I'm just complimenting her. ちょっとチャビーなのに、1時間ここに。
She's curvy.
Yeah.
She's
okay, she's really curvy.
Voluptuous.
Sexy, voluptuous, and
I'd stick with voluptuous.
なのに1時間この高さに頑張ってしがみつくっていうのはすごいよ。この写真見た時ね、ちょっと笑っちゃったんだけど、これ本当に落ちたら死ぬからね。
Yeah.
よかったね、助かって。
It doesn't look like her feet are on anything in the picture. How is she staying up there like that?
わかんない。
I don't really understand. It's kind of
なんかよく映画であるみたいにこういうなんていうの橋なんか。あ、だから127 hours that movie、ああいう状態でしょ、Have you seen that movie?
Yeah.
You know when James Franco is like going up the この間、谷間なんかこう手をさついて体重を支えるみたいな
谷間に
そう、下ネタ
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't seem to make sense to meShe must be ultra strong. Maybe her arms are huge now from doing that all day.
これでも手だけでは無理でしょ、1時間さすがに。
It kind of looked to me like Passion of the Christ.
What?
Because she's like up there on this thing with her arms out to the side. It looks like the crucifixion.
I guess.
And then she's on this platform that's like elevated.
Yeah.
Doesn't it look like Jesus on the cross?
If it was a man, bearded man, like your, what is it, Australian Jesus?
Oh, Australian Jesus.
この女の人は真っピンク、そう、あの乳がんのね、啓発のキャンペーンウォークの後だったらしくて、真っピンクの T シャツ着てるから、すごい目立っただろうね、でも。だからよかったね。
Okay, so it doesn't look like Jesus because her clothing is the wrong color.
And it's a woman, and she's voluptuous. So, and I guess, she has no beard.
Yeah.If she had a six pack like Jesus, would that be better?
Did he have six packs?
Jesus always has a six pack.
Yeah, あれ痩せてるだけでしょ?
No, Jesus is shredded.
That dude. Yeah, あれ痩せちゃってるってことでしょ?
He was doing leg lifts and then they had to nail his feet down so he'd stop. Wow, that was really offensive. I'm sorry.
ちょっと怒られるわ。
Don't take it personally.
Yeah, no offense. I'm sorry. We're sorry. Okay.以上かな、はい、
以上です。
あの T シャツねちょっとできてきたのがちょっと色が間違っててもう一回
残念
そうなのなんかこの色じゃないんだけどみたいな色で出てきちゃったので
yeah, it was,
今ちょっと修正してもらってる、そうびっくりしたって思ってなので、もうちょっとお待ちくださいませっていうわけでちょっと寒くなってきたね
Yeah,
あ、そんなことより、マミの iPhone がなんと、yeah. iPhone5S になりました。イエーイ！
No one.
あの今日ね、あの前に言った指紋認証のやつをクマちゃんの手でやってみようと思ったんだけど、あの知らない間にクマちゃんがお風呂場に勝手に入ってて手がびっちょびちょになっててできませんでした。なので明日ちょっとやってみようと思う。でも便利だね指紋認証、いらないと思うとか言って本当にアップルごめんって感じ、
That's、
すごい便利だわ、
nice. I reserved my phone like 3 weeks ago, and everyone else is getting phones, and I'm not getting called. What's going on?
どこの？え、でもソフトバンクショップで予約した？
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'm getting skipped by like dozens of people.
全然予約とかしなくて、今日たまたまソフトバンクショップの前通ったらお兄さんがめっちゃ暇そうにしてたから、あ、今やったら早そうと思って予約したいんですけどって言ったら、いや、あの在庫余ってますけどって言われて、お、じゃあ。
They're racist.They think I'm
Gaijin. No way. No way. 出た Gaijin card.
We'll see.
Okay. Alright. So, 次、今度の木曜日かな
Yep.
にやります。というわけで、皆様、いい一週間を。
And 夢。
I guess.
Sweet.
マイケルの夢。
Sweet dreams.
Sweet dreams about Michael. Bye.
Bye.